Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
どこにいるのかな。見えない。
あ、こんなところ。あ、
What's good, Internet? It is Austin Walker. It is October 21st, 2016. The days in October are just, like, flying by. It's kind of a rainy morning here in Brooklyn. It actually, like, stormed on the way in here, which I did not expect. I got kind of soaked. How's the weather out by you, Patrick?
It's a breezy 42 degrees. A little chilly. It's a little chilly. I can see my breath.
Are you getting, so you're like on a linear path towards winter?
Well, you would think so, except 3 days ago it was 82 degrees, so.
Same here. What is happening? I think that's why I keep getting sick, is because the weather is just getting up and down, up and down. Danica, you know something about that.
Well, when you said a little bit of rain, I was like, no. I got completely soaked on my way in, so coming from San Francisco where there's no weather, I'm very unprepared for rain and snow and hot weather and all of that. So,
Waypoint's Danica Harad.
It's Harad.
Is it Harad? I don't know how to pronounce your name. I don't ever say your last name. I just read it on Twitter.
Austin, this came up for me a couple of days ago. So I was explaining our team and I said Danica. And I was like, oh yeah, she does social for us. Like, what's your last name? I was like, that's a great question, and I couldn't pronounce it if I tried, so I just went with both ways. I just said it both ways, and I was like, that's fine. I've covered my bases.
One of
that's
those two.
Safe. It's like the London department store, Harrods.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Danica, like the race car driver.
Is that why you have the name you have?
No. My mom named me after the girl who played Winnie on The Wonder Years.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a deep... That's...
yeah. But change the C to a K to make my life hell.
Wow.
Highly
specific. This is all good. This is good backstory.
Yeah.
See, this is good. Like, this is why she actually is paying off right now. It's paying dividends. We're getting good podcast hashtag content.
Mm.
Now everyone knows how to say my name. No one has any excuse to say it wrong,
Danica,
including
Harad.
You, especially
yeah,
you.
Right now. I'm never like, here's my new social editor, Danica Harad. Like, it's not a thing that you just say, oh, here's Danica. She does all of our great social editing.
I'm never going to remember how to pronounce your last name. It could be now. It could be 3 years from now. I can tell you right now, it's not going to happen.
Cool. Good to know.
It's good to know. It's good to like plan your mistakes ahead of time.
Yeah, I'm planting the flag now. Like, I know where this is going.
Set an expectation.
I don't need to surprise anyone.
God.
Yeah. Awesome.
Also joining us, just not yet, is Joel Fowler, who's the publisher here at Waypoint. I'm just saying that now because in about 10 minutes, I bet he's going to come through that door.
Stumbling.
And then, yep.
Mumbling to himself.
Out of some meeting or another. So, wow, busy week this week. We again, have kind of limited time, so let's just jump right into it. Patrick, the most important story of the week by far. You've been playing some Dark Souls.
Yeah. No, I don't. No update. I'm poised for the two people on Twitter that heroically responded and said, I care about this issue just as much as you two do. And I was like, thank you.
They suggested we name the podcast The Poisecast.
That's going to be my spinoff podcast where I just do this deep dive each week into the Dark Souls community's developments on what the poise mechanic does or doesn't do. I have been playing the Dark Souls 3 DLC. I will say just very quickly, the poise stuff is not something that we'll know anything about until the community kind of gets their hands on that patch, which is happening basically as we speak. That patch is getting distributed to the different platforms, and then people do the prerequisite, videos in which they study frame animations. So I don't really play characters that rely on poise. Like I said, I tend to dodge, so I'll report back on Monday on what the stat of poise is. But Yeah, the DLC is, so far seems to be the weakest DLC that, I'm excluding Dark Souls 2 because I did not play a whole lot of the DLC there. I heard it was pretty great.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Especially, you know, even if you didn't care for Dark Souls 2, most agreements are that the DLC was a pretty amazing step forward. And not even relative to Dark Souls 2, it was just like good DLC.
Yeah, it hangs. It hangs with the rest of Dark Souls DLC.
And, you know, Dark Souls 1 famously has, like, really terrific DLC that is, like, if not as good, is better than some of the areas in Dark Souls 1, especially given kind of the drop-off that the last third of the original Dark Souls has. And I don't know. I can't tell with Dark Souls 3 DLC if it's... I've just played too much Dark Souls, and this feels uninspired because there's just no way for it to be inspiring anymore. Like, I'm enjoying myself in the way that I have talked about Dark Souls in the past, in which it's sort of my Call of Duty. Like, I'm enjoying the combat. I'm enjoying exploring. Finding a shortcut is still an endorphin rush that is enjoyable.
Right.
But there's nothing particularly interesting about what's happening here. If Dark Souls 2's DLC that was snowy didn't exist, then the snow environment might be a little more interesting aesthetically. But it's hard as hell. I mean, that's the one thing I'll say is I think it's the most difficult section of Dark Souls that I have come across. Again, I have to exclude some of the Dark Souls 2 DLC, but between 1, 3, and Bloodborne, I mean, the opening area to this DLC is absolutely brutal. I spent 45 minutes just getting past finding a path through the opening area. And, you know, I've played hundreds of hours of these games at this point, so I feel like I'm usually ready for its band of tricks. And it's not even a trick here. It's more just... there are lots of enemies, and they gang rush you.
Right.
There is something they do have one unique trick, which is there are these wolves that you fight, and if you attack one of them, they howl and they bring in backup. Now they don't spawn into the environment; all the enemies in Dark Souls are there to begin with. But then that brings them in from other locations. And what I noticed, the trick is to the area is that you just don't attack them, and then they don't attack you. So you can go through an extremely dangerous area that was really messing me up for the better part of an hour and kind of just walk through it. I mean, if you could, like, go in front of their faces, the wolf is going to mess you up, but...
Right, but they kind of keep distance and just kind of glare at you?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. The AI in the games don't usually function to that level of nuance.
I feel like it was just yesterday that you first started playing those games on stream. It's so weird to be like, oh, right, yeah, you hundreds of hours in Dark Souls now.
Yeah, I came a couple years late and then just shoved it all in my mouth and swallowed it like a kid eating candy. And you know, maybe that has something to do with my reaction. I don't want to get into the trick that infuriated me this morning because it should be a horrible, awful, uncomfortable surprise to anyone that encounters it in the game, but I thought I was going to have this amazing moment coming into the podcast where I've been fighting this boss in the DLC. I think there's two bosses, and so I'm facing the first of them, and I'd kind of figured out some of the attacks I wanted to work on, some of the strategies, and then this morning I put it all together, and that boss went down, but it didn't, it didn't go down, and it got back up again.
Oh, no.
And
classic Dark Souls.
And
well, you have to give us an update on Monday when you I believe in you. You beat the Nameless King.
I did.
That's like the hardest. That's the best. One of my favorite fights in that series. You got through that. You'll get through this. I believe in you. You can do it.
Okay.
But by Monday, that's your deadline.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm giving you homework.
Oh, no.
That's right, Patrick. I know we're trying to launch a site, but...
It's a personal deadline for my own psychological well-being. I need to get this off my back.
Exactly, Danik. Have you been briefly playing anything? Are you hitting anything?
I've just been playing Risk of Rain obsessively for weeks now.
How many hours in Risk of Rain do you have?
A lot. Like it's dumb. And
2013 top banger.
Right?
Yes.
I can't stop.
2014.
I don't know. When did Risk of Rain come out?
Didn't.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. So I've just been playing that. And I finally got a PS4. So I'm just like waiting to get a TV. And then I'm going to like finally play Overwatch and a bunch of the games that you gave me and Uncharted 4. And
when we launch the site, we should just go to a Best Buy or some other big box retailer and get an air conditioner, get a TV. Like, welcome to Waypoint. We don't have shit for our apartments. Our apartments are sparse.
Wait, you don't have a TV?
No, because I got rid of everything when I moved to New York.
Okay.
And I don't watch cable, uh-huh. So I haven't had a reason to. And I finally got like a big, huge desk, and I can fit a TV on it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm gonna do it this weekend. It's a goal for the weekend, you know.
Daddy, you've been saying that for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I'm just too obsessed with Risk of Rain right now to even like separate.
Good.
So I'm gonna try to stream it tonight. So
all right.
On Waypoint's Twitch. So we'll see.
Twitch.tv/Waypoint. Oh, hey.
Oh yeah. Let's.
We're
talk
Waypoint.
About that.
By the way,
yeah.
We named ourselves Waypoint. We'll talk maybe a little bit more about names and stuff in a bit, but that's a thing. We're Waypoint. You can visit our Twitch at twitch.tv/Waypoint, our Twitter at twitter.com/Waypoint. Where else can people?
Facebook.com/WaypointVice, Instagram.com/WaypointVice. We have a Tumblr, waypointvice.tumblr.com.
Do we have a Tumblr? Is anything on the Tumblr?
I made a Tumblr, yeah. I made a post.
Oh, I have a really important URL. You can also come to read all of our stuff at waypoint.zone.
Stop. I have like the tweet open where everyone's suggesting podcast names. Since
okay.
There's still no name for the podcast.
Well, we'll get there.
No, let's. We're in real deep trouble now with the podcast name because
yes.
It is now Vice Gaming's new podcast and we are no longer Vice Gaming.
Correct.
So I don't know what to write on like the headline for the story for this article.
Like today.
Yeah. Because it would normally be We Talk, you know, new
XYZ.
Site name, Red Dead, whatever, you know, Switch
right.
on Vice Gaming's new podcast, but that will now run on a website called Waypoint.
Huh.
Yeah, little strap for time there, guys.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Looks like we're going to have to call it Waypoint Zone.
Waypoint.zone. Welcome to the zone.
You know what? There are worse fates.
Are there? You can't just say that because now people are going to tell us that we have to name it the Waypoint Zone.
Wait, no, Waypoint.zone.
Just Waypoint.zone as the name of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Steve Gaynor, who has been trolling me for what feels like my entire life, would be very happy. He really wants us to be a .zone website. He really wanted me to pitch Zone.zone as our website, and it's not going to do it.
I feel like we definitely had Zone somewhere in those names.
Yeah, we'll pull that list up in a bit and see some zones. Things happened this week. Where do you want to start with the things that happened? Let's start with the thing that happened today, the most immediate thing, actually, which is, and this is a follow-up on Monday's story, which is SAG-AFTRA voice actors went on strike today. Patrick, did you get a chance to kind of read into the story at all?
I mean, it doesn't seem like there's much to report at the moment. You know, they got to the deadline, things didn't change, so they're going on strike, and it'll be some time before we figure out whether this has any meaningful impact on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you know if you are a video game fan, you know, the question is, you know, are there actors who are represented in this that are not going to be able to complete their jobs as a result of this strike, and does that have a meaningful impact on games that are scheduled to come out in, let's say, the next 6 months?
Yep.
Is probably like the period that would be meaningful, and we don't have any clarity on that. That might become a little more clear based on, you know, maybe voice actors that tweet in support of this strike and are
right.
you know, doing the PR rally online, but it's unclear right now. How that might work. I mean, you know, is it all possible that video game companies would pull the stuff that, you know, when the Dish Network gets in a fight with some like channel and they say we're gonna drop this unless they change their agreement and you're not gonna be able to watch your favorite show. Like, is it possible that a video game company would say, hey, Red Dead Redemption is not gonna ship fall 27, you know, 2017 because X voice actor is holding up the line.
Right. Yeah, you know, I could imagine them pulling something like that, but that's one of those things that I think you get to do one time, and that completely fucks your negotiation process. Like, that, once it gets, like, a little bit more hostile like that, then I feel like all of the knives on every side come out. But maybe things will get that bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm. You know, I guess there's nothing to report except that it's happening, and then you know, it's something we'll keep an eye on as it goes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've had a couple of voice actors reach out and say, "Hey, SAG's just trying to make sure that its members get the best pay that they can get. That's their job." And I've had some other people reach out and say, "Like, I'm a little nervous about this." So, you know, it's one of those things we'll have to do some deeper reporting on once we have the time to do a little bit of deeper reporting. But right now, we're trying to launch this website. Speaking of launching the website, joining us now, snuck into the bunker. Under the night of day. That's not the night of day, isn't
the
saying.
Night, the
what?
Night of day.
Yep.
I'm tired.
I exist though.
Is Joel Fowler.
I exist.
Joel Fowler, who's the publisher at Waypoint. What's a publisher? I've been here for 3 months. What's a publisher?
Ideally, a publisher is someone that you never hear of that enables all of this stuff to happen.
And that's preferred, right?
But someone on Twitter asked if Austin and I were the same person. Because they had never seen a picture of us together. And then I left the chat after I accidentally invited
right.
you.
Right. Yes. Good.
That
good.
Was good. That was a good
thank
moment.
You for constantly dragging us on socials, Danica. You're really holding it down.
The thing I love is that people think it's like Austin dragging himself. That's probably the best part.
Your other brain is tweeting at you consistently.
My Tyler Durden social media brain is just fighting me constantly on Twitter,
so
making me feel ashamed.
So a publisher here is really in charge of, I mean, they asked us to start a gaming site last year. We started doing gaming coverage and then asked me in my yearly review around February, how would you like to run two sites?
Yeah.
And so this year has just been a very slow process of getting less lonely, you know, every couple of months.
that's my life on a good year. Yeah. I think I got less lonely this year.
I got
year.
Less lonely. So obviously looking for what the strategy is going to be. And there's kind of in our mind the whole time, like what gaming should be. But that completely shifted when we started talking with you, Austin, and then when we brought in Patrick, and then we, you know, and it's kind of morphed. It's been like, this is what we think we should do, and I think we finally arrived at what we know we should do.
Totally.
But, yeah, it's been, I mean, for me, because I even when I've written, like, what we've been playing this month, you know, it's like I'm the guy that plays one game.
How many hours? How many hours of Destiny?
Over 1,000 hours in Destiny.
1,300 hours?
I wish it was over 1,000 hours.
I thought it
how
was.
Much is it?
It's 1,350.
Good. Good.
And we're going to do the hard raid this weekend.
Live your best life, Joel.
Yeah.
You know who else has to schedule things? Is companies that have to release games. And this week, Rockstar, I think, maybe made a mistake with their scheduling of their, like, social hype shit. Normally, I think they're really on point. I think they were actually really on point on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then yesterday, I think they maybe dropped the ball a little bit. So Red Dead Redemption 2 is now confirmed. On Monday, I think everyone was super excited. They tweeted out their logo in red. And everyone was like, oh, shit, it's going to be Red Dead 2. And then on Tuesday, it was like this great image of like the sun rising and some silhouettes. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's definitely going to be Red Dead 2. And then it was a close-up of like the three characters and a thing that said like, tomorrow, we're going to show a trailer. And so everyone was super excited. And then they launched it on a Twitch stream. And then the Twitch stream ran for a minute. And then it was over. And I like the trailer a whole bunch. It's like atmospheric.
It's very good, yeah.
And it's like all environmental shots. I don't know if you've seen it, but like it's all environmental shots of like really great like natural places out in the kind of the West or in kind of the heartland of America. And it's like very evocative of something like There Will Be Blood, right? Like those beautiful, stark shots. But then it's like one line of narration, some cowboys, and then it's done. And I think people were ready for, like, the drop, and the drop didn't come.
Well, Patrick uploaded someone, which could be the drop, cutting that trailer to Pony yesterday.
I didn't see that.
That could be their fourth day.
It's
you
on
know?
Our Twitter. We retweeted
okay, good.
It.
Patrick. Wednesday was the trailer, and then Thursday was the trailer cut to Pony.
That would have been ideal.
Which I think worked.
It's very good.
Patrick, what did you think of the trailer?
The hype, the trailer was not relative to the hype. I mean, is that their
right.
problem? And then also compounded by the fact that it was just, you know, if you looked at some of the sort of like Twitter activity relative to the Switch announcement, I mean, it's just they unfortunately were timed right next to Nintendo and everyone was more interested in Nintendo and it just the
yeah.
if that trailer came out of nowhere, like if over the weekend they just dropped that, or if that had if they had done it one day and then the next day, and it was a little tighter together. I think people were expecting a trailer that was 2.5 minutes long, showing gameplay mechanics, giving you like a broad overview of like what this game is, and it's clearly not what's happening because that game is coming out, you know, hopefully a year from now. But I wouldn't at this point.
We'll see.
Wouldn't be shocked if it was spring 2018. But yeah, it's just it's a very beautiful trailer, but one that really is not. Relative to expectation, it was I was disappointed too. I got to the end going, I thought that was beautiful, but that's not what I wanted, and I don't think it's what a lot of people wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I actually said this over on the Giant Beast cast, which is out today, and I'm also on that. I'm on a bunch of podcasts this week. Get ready. Like, if you want to hear me in your ears. You
saturated have... Austin.
Yes.
Here we go.
But, like, I love that trailer. That trailer is built for me, but, like, maybe I'm not the target audience. Like, if all you have to do is sell your game to me, that's the trailer you make. But I know that that's not what you have to do.
That trailer is that, I mean, do you ever expect to see gameplay in a first look, though?
You expect to see, like, I think what people expected to see was, like, here's the character you're playing. Someone's going to say the word Marston. Someone is going to say, like, we're going to rob a train. Like, little glimpses of what the gameplay looks like beyond there are seven of you, and then the website mentions the word multiplayer foundation. So, like, you want a little bit, I think people wanted a little bit more. They're thirsty. They have that thirst for Red Dead, so... We'll see how it turns out, and who knows how long it's going to take. Like, a year? It would be great if this was a fall 2017 game. It would also be great if it came out on PC, but it doesn't. They're not saying that it's going to.
Yeah,
so.
It'll come out on PC. It'll just come out a year later. And I have a running theory that the reason it's fall 2017 is because they've just baked in the delay that would have happened if they set it for spring 2017. So they just said, screw it. We'll just pretend the delay is already baked into it, and we'll just come out in the fall.
That's good. People will be happy with that. Like, I think that's kind of what the person who wrote in that letter on Monday was trying to get at partially, was like, why don't people just bake in those delays when we know that they can hit, when they know that they're going to hit those delays? Why don't they just say, give themselves a wider deadline? And the answer, as always, is game development is hard. There's actually a really good story up on the site right now, vice.com/gaming until Waypoint launches, or waypoint.zone, which will take you right to all of our great stories.
Is that yours?
Oh, yeah, that's mine.
Oh, good.
There's a story up by Tina Amini, former managing editor or deputy editor at Kotaku, who's now doing some great freelance stuff. And it's just really great deep dive into why it is so hard to make a game and like what's that process look like. And she really puts it into great terms about like how. And why this stuff takes so long and why it gets, you know.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All fucked up in the middle and how nothing really comes together until the final moments, you know? So, Patrick, you mentioned the Switch trailer. What did you think of that?
Well, I think especially, if you look at the reaction, that obviously a new hardware from Nintendo is enormous and is going to garner a certain amount of attention that almost no one else can orbit around. But I thought it was a super effective trailer to convey, like, sort of holistically what their vision for the Switch is, which if for some reason you haven't watched it, it's essentially this tablet that has removable controllers on each side that can function to play like basic games like Mario Kart or more advanced games like the new Legend of Zelda, in which you would use both sides of the controller. But it is their, you know, console handheld hybrid, although it is more console than handheld. And I think people should probably get their expectations for the battery life in a realistic space.
If you had to estimate, what would you put of that?
If I had to, estimate, I would, say 3 to 5 hours, which is, I think that's pretty reasonable, but it also means that you're not going to necessarily get a coast-to-coast flight out of it. Although these days, most flights have a place for you to plug in a power outlet, so you could probably get away with it. And it's a lot more convenient to bring with you than it is the other ways I have brought consoles in the past, which you tweeted about.
I did.
The Wii U?
Yeah, exactly. There's this moment in the trailer where like a guy sets up his Switch in the plane, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, they heard Patrick on podcast talking about how he brought his Wii U and played Bayonetta on a plane.
Taking up two outlets.
Yes, yes.
Across the country.
God. So we'll see how that goes. I'm optimistic. Are you, Joel and Danica, you think you're going to be on the Switch train?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looked awesome. I also was just thinking, wow, that's a lot of accessories.
Yeah.
And wow, that's a lot of batteries. You know, because I'm
right,
thinking...
because each controller is going to have a battery,
right, and
too.
Then they have the Pro controller.
Yeah.
You can separate the controllers. And, you know, that's the first thing I thought was, like, they're going to make a fortune on, as Nintendo usually does,
right,
these various, like, accessories.
Well, like, and extra Joy-Cons. They're called Joy-Cons.
Joy-Con.
Also. Of, like, oh, is this one... this one's going to hook on, and it's going to be a special Yo-Kai Watch one. So that, like, oh, it has the little spinny thing that's in Yo-Kai Watch and just built into the controller. Or, like, it could be, like, a pinball one that has, like, the plunger or something. Like, there could be all sorts of weird gimmicky ones, which is bad. It's bad, but I'm also, like, curious about it as someone who likes weird gimmicky shit sometimes.
But when they were showing that, I believe they're showing a soccer game where everyone...
It was basketball.
Basketball.
It was a basketball.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone had that one-handed mm-hmm. controller.
Yeah.
And there are some games, you know,
you could
what I mean?
Totally play
there's
that
games,
way.
Like, that you yeah. could totally do... Awesome
as all,
stuff
as
with
always
the
with Nintendo,
controller.
As always with Nintendo, it's like, can a dope developer use this weird technology that they're putting out to make something unique? And like, when that works, it works.
And they have a lot more third-party developers than you would have anticipated, I think.
Yeah, I hope that they stick around. We'll see. Yeah. I've seen lists like that before.
You don't,
is
want,
all I'll
you,
say.
Want, you don't want the watered-down version of everything, which right. is essentially the past.
Right, exactly.
One thing I will say about the trailer, though, is like that song, I just was so bothered by it.
You just thought it was boring?
I just didn't like it. I was like, man, this is so cool,
so,
but this song is so, so much.
So, to be fair, we are deep in, like, pairing songs with trailers mode right now. Like, we're here, like, figuring out all sorts of weird production stuff. We're, you know, figuring out what it means to launch a site and what it is to have a brand identity and all that. So I think maybe we are hyper aware of that.
Yeah, I think I'm, like, extremely sensitive to that stuff.
To that point, I'm going to cherry pick a question from the old question bucket, which is a thing I only let myself do when we have guests.
Bucket.
So Joel and Danica, thank you so much for coming on. You're giving me this excuse to dig into the bucket and find a question that suits our needs. This one comes in from Paul from Ottawa, who says,
Hi, Paul.
Especially after hearing you talk about naming conventions on this inaugural episode, that's how long ago this question came in, how do you choose things like font, layout, etc. for this new site you're building? The impetus for this was that I was reading Polygon a while ago, and I noticed that the R's had a weird kerning to them. So essentially, I'm asking, what informs your choice about building the minutiae of this new site? And it's a lot. I think really for us, it was about figuring out the big picture. What is the site? And then everything else had to fall from that. From the name to the font to everything else.
I mean, there's nothing more exciting than media companies talking about themselves. But
oh,
have you
it.
Talked about the name?
Do you want me to talk about the name?
At all.
How about this? I'll read you the list of names that were on my desk when I came in on day one.
Okay.
You were like,
oh,
Austin,
no.
Here are the names that are we're thinking about the, and it wasn't just you. I'm not putting it on you, Joel. Like, you had some marketing people or whatever.
The
also.
Internet is going to put it on me.
Oh,
but...
well, listen, it's everybody needs someone to kick, right? Yep. So thank you for coming on.
So hey, where Joel. On this list are you then?
This is previous brainstorming is
oh.
what it says here. This is the list that existed when I came in on day one.
This is how you want to go over how we landed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cause
fuck me.
Well, like, I need to go over.
Go
keep
ahead,
in
go.
Mind.
No.
Keep in mind that... as Patrick and Austin are well aware, there are people here
right.
that would
this was important.
Suggest a gaming name that have probably not been very close to where we wanted to go.
Totally. Do you want to go round
can
robin
I,
with me?
Can I just start it off with one name and then you
no,
can go?
No, we have to go this list.
Okay,
this
go.
Is the list that this is the order I saw them in.
I want
to understand. No, we have to end on the one it fucking ends on because I almost walked out the door.
Okay, go, go.
All right. Mainframe.
Combo.
Ew.
Beam.
Bite with a Y.
I hope so. The other.
Yeah, right? If it wasn't, that would be better.
The fact that you clarified that makes, you know.
Does it worry you about what's to come?
Whenever you say with the Y, we need the Rocket League.
there's just so many names on this list that, like, don't have vowels.
We'll get there.
And...
we'll get there. Zone.
Bonus.
Again, you can combine those. Bonus zone. Bonus dot
bite zone.
Zone. Level.
Level with no vowels.
Another castle.
users.
I marked that one off immediately. I was like, that's not, you can't name your site.
The next one's good, and I'm excited for you to read it.
Okay. Pwn. P-W-N.
Toggle.
Wait, did you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So an important thing for this next one you need to know is we have a TV network here at Viceland. It's great. There's amazing shows on it. Desus and Mero just kicked off their show. Go watch it. So on this list is Viceland, like Vice Land Party. Viceland.
I'll own that one.
I'll
own that one.
Okay. The thing is, I kind of like it for events. I don't like it for the site.
Can you imagine how confusing that is, too?
Yes.
The thing is, when I told people that we were working on naming the site, I got that as a suggestion. So I don't think that was far off.
No. Well, it's far from what we ended with.
Well, yeah. But... 100%.
All right. What's next?
Scale.
Well, you also skipped Vice _ LAN, which is an important modification. Then Zen.
And then my personal favorite, Bazinga.
I want to tell you the thing about Bazinga. Let me tell you. Can I bring you in for it? Let's bring it in for a second here. Not only was Bazinga on this name list, later at a certain point when we were in our deepest depths, when we were like, we need help. We reached out to
when our ears were bleeding and our eyes were about to pop out.
Joel, I printed our top seven.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, "Can we write in?"
Yeah.
So we put up a sheet for write in.
Totally.
And the first thing they wrote
was Bazinga.
And so we took the write-in sheet off.
Well, that's good, because then that means it came up three times. So it was in the main list, it was on that thing, and there was also this email.
What is it about Bazinga?
I have to read this, Joel. You wrote to a group of people who I will not name, "Hey, smart people, we're entering crunch time to decide on final name for Vice. We don't want to use Vice Gaming. We're trying to evoke the notion of exploration, wonder, input, spatiality without being too on the nose for gaming, too throwbacky. We want to be positive. We want to be inclusive." And then some names started coming in, and some of them were bad. And then at some point, someone independently, who had not seen any list ever, just said, "I'm not a gamer, but Waypoint seems a bit too passive. I don't really have better suggestions. I do really like Bazinga as a word, but maybe it's too nonsensical. And I like Bazinga as a word." Like, just in the ether.
Fuck, who was that? Can we give them a... Let's just give them a show, and they'll be tasked with making it... Oh,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I just showed. I'm not going to put anybody under the bus. But next up, Contact.
Control.
Controlla, like the Drake song.
That's not the only Drake reference.
It isn't.
The
next one isn't on this list, and we're running out of time, so I just want to say the other Drake references that came up included Jumpman, and there was at least one other Drake reference that I can't quite remember.
Yeah, there was
definitely
a few.
Controlla would have been great for
And Jumpman
site.
Jumpman wasn't meant to be a Drake reference. Mike Diver in the UK, who I don't know, I love Mike, I don't know that he knows who Drake is, put Jumpman on the sheet because that's the name of Mario. That was the original name of Mario in Donkey Kong. So just happened to have two different Drake names. What's up next?
Related.
Excuse me?
Related.
What's related?
That's the next name on the list.
He's on third.
It's our new online dating sitcom. Yes.
Fan, but with a 4 instead of an A.
LAN, but with a 4 instead of an A.
Network.
I think maybe they thought we had a Griffin McElroy show here, because the next one is Vora.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
They knew that I was coming from a background of anime, so they were like, "Huh, what can we do?"
Canvas,
leisure,
texture.
Here's a good one: down, left, right, B, A, start.
You hit the next one too, because I got to hit this last one.
Replay.
And then for Austin Walker's video game website,
God, don't do it.
The last suggestion here
don't
is
don't do it.
Token. Token. But then the thing is, like, we went even deeper and darker in our worst days, like, because we like threw out a bunch of names. Again, we were trying to evoke spatiality and exploration. Joel, you have some good screen caps from from our
drag
Discord.
Me out of the bus.
No, I mean, this is gonna drag me too. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Put us under.
So let's go to this is about 2 weeks in to naming.
Which means that Patrick is here, Danica is here.
Danica's here. We have Austin Walker at 5:04 p.m. Vaming isn't bad.
You've just said it the whole... Listen, you joked and said vaming, and I was like, yeah, vaming.
Vaming isn't
so bad.
And then I think the best one is, endpoint is what I want for my life right now. And guys, I'm on a Google for deep space terms.
We looked at star names for a really long time, actually.
And there are some dope star names. Like, there's essentially some weird shit. There's the Hamburger Nebula we discovered.
That could have been us, hamburgernebula.vice.com.
Like, there's a lot of really interesting nebulas.
I got in my head really early on, and Patrick, I know you were here with me with this, was like vertical. We really wanted to be vertical.vice.com, like a vertical slice, or just like the word vertical. It's a good word, good sounds.
And also, we are a new vertical.
And we're just trolls, I guess, because we wanted
Vice inevitably, Shane would have to be on stage and say our new vertical,
comma,
vertical.
Yeah, yes. But you were also completely obsessed with having a V name for a very long time.
I went through every V word that exists and marked my favorite ones twice.
What was that? You were on like a naming, you were on like a site for, it was like mom words or something.
I was on momwords.com. I was on Merriam-Webster. I went everywhere. It's like vandal, variable, vast, vertex, veil, velocity, veneer. Like I wrote down all of my favorite V words and none of them stuck, sadly.
But the Patrick test held true the entire time because we would come up with something. Yeah, Patrick, give us the rundown of what the Patrick test was.
Well, I've been involved in a lot of naming things over the years, and I feel like things that you say in your head and things that on the page, you can convince yourself they're good or they will sound good in on paper form, but then you need to perform it. You need to imagine what it's like to go. The test I use, because it happens to us all the time, is like going up to a desk at E3 or you're checking into some event and you have to introduce yourself and say, "Hey, I'm Patrick Klupik with blank." And if that makes you cringe, then you shouldn't go with that name.
And that's why we cut, "Hey, I'm Patrick Klupik with another castle." Hey. That was on this list also.
"Hey, I'm Danica Herod with Bazinga."
Well, okay, we'll try it again though with dot zone at the end. "Hey, I'm Danica Herod with Bazinga.zone."
"Hi, I'm Joel. I'm the publisher of Controlla."
It's perfect.
Oh, my God.
Controlla.
It's hard to name things. And, like, as hard as that is, it gets even weirder, especially because a lot of us are words people, when it comes to, like, pick a font, pick a logo. The logo is a whole other nightmare.
Oh, my God.
We have a question. Yeah. How do we pick all that stuff?
Yeah. And for me, it's like we have the goal, and then also we have the institution. And you have to like figure out how to hit your goal while maneuvering and navigating through the institution, where other people don't necessarily have the same specific vision of what the site is as you, because they haven't been in the trenches in the same places that you've been.
Mm-hmm. And it's much easier to look at all of that stuff and know immediately what's wrong, you know?
Yes.
But like kind of in Symphony, if you look at your font, your color, and we always try and look at the landscape really, really heavily to see like what can we do that isn't just another one of the same. And so when you look at font and color and all that stuff individually, it doesn't really make sense. But you can look at them all together and know which one is kind of taking away from where you want to go pretty easily.
Right.
And luckily we have a whole design team here.
Amazing designers. Shout outs to Matt Shane. Shout out to Alex,
Alex Cook. Shout out to Adam and Sarah.
And so many people have helped bring this together. We still have a lot of work to do over the next week. Shout outs to Danielle Riendo, who will be starting on Monday, but who's already given us a lot of great ideas. It's a huge team of people that you'll see on the masthead and on streams and all that, but also a bunch of people behind the scenes, like down to like Vice's own editorial team, like Jonathan and Dory, who are able to like look over our stuff now and get it up on the site, even though I'm running between meetings, or like it's just nonstop. People are pitching in. Shout outs to CL Hunter. Shout outs to a billion people. So
also shout outs to the artists behind our
Steven.
All of our
Steven
brand,
Graham.
All of our header stuff.
You find Steven at 400 Facts on Twitter. He's fantastic. Also shout outs to Tom Humberson, who just did the great artwork at the top of Tina Amini's piece, which I talked about earlier.
I love that art.
That art's really good. Like, we're trying to use more original art. Like, we should do that. Every other game site has a look. There was this moment, and this is the last thing I'll hit before we end because we're running out of time today, is there was a moment when it wasn't clear that I had what I needed in the toolbox to communicate to people what I wanted for the site. And then Alex Cook, who designed the logo for us and who's in design in general here for us, he produced this document that was like, here's what the world of gaming looks like on the internet. And it was like 30 pages of every other site that's about gaming, where you can buy games, where you can read about games, everything else. And then it was two slides in a row. And one was like, here are literally the front pages of websites, images that are on websites, etc. And the next one was like, here are the best images we've ever used on Vice Gaming, at the time Vice Gaming. And going from that first slide, which is all like red and black and impact font and just heavy and dark, to the second one, which was like light and cool and playful and airy and like deeply human and not producty, was like, oh, this is it. These two slides, flip between these two slides and you'll get like what I don't want to be, not because it's bad, because there's so much of it, and what we want to be over here. And like, let's be that thing. And I like, thank Christ he gave me those slides, because it's like helped me solidify and crystallize what we want Waypoint to be.
Mm-hmm.
Which you'll see starting next week at noon on Friday, October 28th. I got all
you're
those.
You're getting there.
We're going to start with a 72-hour launch stream, 72 games in 72 hours. There's going to be a hashtag and everything.
Ooh, yeah, and it's official.
And, yes. People, I've already seen people using the hashtag. So if you guys want to use the hashtag already, you can. It's hashtag Waypoint72. And we're going to have some awesome guests and some awesome blocks. And we're going to be doing giveaways. And we're going to be posting, you know, cool GIFs of Patrick and Austin. And and it'll be great.
It's all GIFs all the time, baby.
You gotta teach me how to play Risk.
I'll teach you how to play Risk.
Legacy, right?
Risk Legacy.
Yeah.
Man, you're just dropping things on the list. I have to go on my Twitter and show
it's
the
official now.
God damn. We're gonna figure out a way to run the list and like show people as the list comes together.
Yeah, let's talk about it next week. Let's like
Monday maybe we'll start. Yeah, that sounds good.
Our official spreadsheet going around the office, like to execs, to everyone, is titled 72 games in 72 hours. Oh fuck. So
that's accurate, though, yes, as far as I'm concerned. Thanks so much, Joel, for coming in. Where can people find you on Twitter?
At Free Magic. Thanks for having me.
That's a good name.
I got to tweet you on Waypoint.
No.
Danica, where can people find you?
You can find me at Danica Herod.
Herod. Oh, that's how you say that.
Yeah, that's me.
Supposedly.
Ostensibly.
Hurrah.
I said hurrah earlier. Hurrah. And I got dragged for it, so... Patrick, what about you? Where can people find you?
You can find me on hashtag Bazinga.
God damn it. Did you get that on Facebook? Did you get Patrick Klepek Bazinga on Facebook?
Oh, I will before we publish this podcast.
Good.
Ooh.
You can find me at Patrick Klepek. I have to figure out now. Apparently, you can rename your Facebook profile. So, like your original one. So, I think there might be a world in which, Austin, we could rename our original Facebook profiles and have, like, not horrible Facebook names.
Yeah, but now I'm just facebook.com/AustinWalkerGames. I think I might just have to stick it out.
He's going
to
lean. Oh,
Gotta lean in. Okay. Lean in. That's our slogan.
Stop that.
That's MSNBC, right?
Yeah, you can find me at P Klubik on Facebook and at Patrick Klubik basically everywhere else.
And Waypoint at Waypoint on Twitter and at Waypoint Vice on Facebook.
Find me at Austin_Walker. Thanks again to Tim Barnes, who is our podcast producer. Thanks to everyone I mentioned before. And thanks to Mitch Mitch Rackin. Good name. who's been engineering this for us for the last couple of weeks. I just remembered we need to schedule to book this again for the next Monday.
Oh, shit. We're up.
Yeah, we're up. This is our last day in the bunker right now.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Joel. Thank you, Mitch.
You just book all the way out.
Well, no, because we'll see.
Find a name by Monday. That's your personal task.
Yeah, okay. Well, actually, that has a newfound importance as we figured out on this podcast.
God. And thanks once again to Bowen for letting us use his track, Miss You, off of his EP, Pale Machine. You can find out more info at bo-en.info. Another good URL. Join us on Monday for what seems to be like this final stretch. We're pulling in the last leg of this launch extravaganza.
Yep.
Oh, deep breaths.
And also join us every day next week from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time, hopefully.
It's real now. She just said that. She's no microphone.
Twitch.tv/Waypoint. We will be doing live streams every day leading up to our launch event, and we'll have guests from different verticals on. So.
And are you guys going to stream over the weekend?
I would love to.
I'm going to stream tonight.
You let us know when we're allowed to do that, Joel.
Just do it.
All right. Joel said just do it. That means we just get to do it.
Attorneys texting me now.
Yeah, at some point we'll let you into more weird conversations about what it means to build a website and to have a legal team.
At a media company.
There are things that you have to do. It's more complicated
than
you think.
That's a whole
The second
episode.
That it goes from being like, oh yeah, I'm in my bedroom, I can do whatever I want, to like, oh, 800 people work in this building.
How do they work?
Totally. So we'll get into the nitty gritty on that in the future. For now, promise me something, Internet. Have a good weekend. Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.